Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to declare the special council meeting of 12th of May 2026 open at 4 p.m. I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of our Shire area and acknowledge all the past, present and emerging elders and leaders within that their community. We have one councillor on formal leave, and we have apologies from Councillor Campbell, Councillor Devonport. And for the moment, Councillor Filts, who has returned. We have one declaration of interest that I'll now hand over to the CEO to read.
Thank you. Yep. So that's a declaration of interest from myself on item 5.1, and that's an impartiality interest, and I'll read it out in full at the start of the item.
Okay. Public question time. In accordance to section 5.24 of the Local Government Act 1995, council conducts public question time to enable members of the public to address the council or ask questions of council. For a special council meeting such as this, they must, however, relate to the item on the agenda. Questions of the public are now invited and welcome at this point in the agenda. Should you wish to address council, please note that there may have a time limit on the individuals of 5 minutes for speaking, and the rules around public question time are located on the entrance or on our Shire website. Also remind you that these public question time, along with everything in the council meeting, is recorded, so please speak clearly into the microphone. Is there any members of the public wish to speak? Just come forward now, introduce yourself, and then.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Joan Burford. I'm a resident of Harlequin Street and a ratepayer in Denmark. I would like to ask the council if the structure plan, the proposed structure plan that you are voting on tonight, has any use of Harlequin Street as either an entry or an exit to the new development. Thank you.
Sorry, there was a question on whether it is used in the current form.
I want to know whether, well, I was reading the documents and there seems to be some confusion when the use of Zimmerman Street and Zimmerman Street Reserve seem to be interchanged, and I cannot quite work out whether there will be an entry into the new development via Zimmerman Street crossing Ocean Beach Road and going behind Hopgood Park, or whether the entry will be out of the new development or into the new development via Harlequin Street from Ocean Beach Road. So that's the question of the in terms of clarifying the structure plan. Thank you.
Craig, would you like to answer?
Sure, through the chair. Yes, the current proposal is to use Harlequin Street as the prime access through to the subdivision area or the structure plan area. The Zimmerman Street Road Reserve would continue to be blocked and not carry through to Ocean Beach Road in any way. Apologies for the confusion. There was Road Reserve changing names and roads changing names through there. In the report where we've referred to Zimmerman Street Road Reserve, it's primarily up adjacent to the development, to the structure plan area where it runs parallel to the site and meets South Coast Highway, but where it comes back through Kemsley Estate, it's intended to use Harlequin Street to connect back to Ocean Beach Road.
Thank you. Any further questions from the public gallery? Yes.
Thanks, Shire President, councillors and staff. My name's Sam Williams, and obviously I was here a couple of weeks ago. And I'm sort of here obviously talking as myself as a consultant for the landowner, but also for the landowners as well. So I really just want to express my sort of thanks and gratitude for council doing such a deep dive on this and really exploring all the issues that were raised at the last council meeting. So I do thank the councillors for that. And then secondly, I really want to thank the Shire Administration, Craig, David and Cindy for all the work we've subsequently done after that council meeting just to work through the office report before you tonight. I want to note that we are very pleased with it. We can see concessions being made, but at the same time we can see the recommendation that the administration's put forward actually reflects the intent of the retention of the remnant vegetation where possible, especially for the significant trees. And it gives us the ability to prove our case with the West Australian Planning Commission on that creek line setback that we were talking quite a lot about. So, and finally, that access onto Zimmerman Street on the intersection of South Coast Highway and how we can deal with that. So I think the officer recommendation before you does reflect a good outcome for the site and the responsible development for the site. And it's also something that, as the developer, we believe we can work with as well to give a good outcome. So thank you.
Thank you, Sam. Are there any other questions for Sam from the councillors? No? Thanks, sir. Further questions from the public? Yes.
Hello, I'm Barbara McDonald. I'm a resident in Dunsky Place in the area that we're speaking about. And the only access and way out, especially when there's a fire, is through Harlequin. There's no other area. So it's going to be congested when we go, because our cul-de-sac was meant to be an exit. But it was many years ago, put rocks there and bollards. And from our little cul-de-sac, we can't go any further except go right around to Harlequin. So with that, Harlequin being the main one to the new development, is going to be very congested when people have two cars, caravans, who want to go out. And I just like to mention that please remember us in the little cul-de-sac and in the area there, there's many cars. I know you'll have service people trying us, but there'll be a lot of angry people trying to get out. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from councillors too? Any further questions or comments from the public gallery? No? In which case, we will move on to item 5, the officer's report. I'll now hand back to the CEO to read the declaration of interest.
Yeah, thank you. So just to reiterate, my declaration of interest in this item is an impartiality interest. That's as there's some advice in the officer's report that refers indirectly to a property that I own.
Okay, so now item 5.1, the structure plan for lot 621 Harlequin Street, Lot 1, South Coast Highway, Denmark. Are there any questions to officers from councillors? Yes, Councillor Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. President. In light of the comments made in public question time, can I just get a response from staff about anticipated traffic volumes on Harlequin and how they mesh with the intersection onto Ocean Beach Road and the design of that road and whether it's up to the task?
Through the chair, whilst I can't give you volume numbers, the traffic report that came through and was assessed assumed certain traffic movements back through Harlequin onto Ocean Beach Road and a certain number of vehicle movements back through to South Coast Highway through that. Harlequin, when Kemsley was established, was developed as a neighbourhood connector and designed with the future of this land in mind. So we're confident that it's designed to take the traffic intended.
A further question. In the meeting a fortnight ago, one of the points raised was about the development of, I think they called it the old dairy site. And I may have missed it in the report, but where does that sit in terms of development from the staff's perspective?
At this stage, the old dairy is sitting within a nominated group dwelling site. One of the recommendations for modifying the structure plan would be to make POS area number 2 more uniform, which would have an implications for that group dwelling site. But there was some talk with the developer that that would be a cafe or similar, but that hasn't, because it's zoned residential, it hasn't been accommodated within the structure plan. It would need subsequent changes at a later date in the planning framework if it was to be more commercial in nature.
Yes, Councillor Wilson.
Thank you. And just on from Councillor Gibson's question, was there in the traffic study any idea of how much traffic would use Harlequin as to how much would use South Coast Highway?
Look, I apologise. I haven't got the percentages and the split. I can anecdotally say that it was more traffic coming back through Harlequin than coming out South Coast Highway. The actual subdivision, Kemsley would continue to use Harlequin and go out into Ocean Beach Road most of the time, and the new subdivision would come to South Coast Highway a fair percentage of the time, but obviously there'd be... and I don't know the percentage that was in the traffic report, I must admit, coming back through Harlequin, but it will add traffic back through that way. There will be traffic movements going to the beach, the school, etc., that direction.
Yes, Councillor Hoggie.
Again, based off of the question, public question time, are there features to the road, particularly Harlequin Street, to avoid it becoming a bit of a rat run and cars cutting through a significant number, because that Ocean Beach Road intersection at times gets pretty busy.
Through the chair. That was a major concern of Main Roads' submission as well. So Main Roads and Shire staff discussed that point, and one of the suggested modifications to the structure plan is that the Zimmerman Street doesn't cut straight through and use the existing road reserve right the way through, with the intention of making it less direct. So if you're coming off South Coast Highway, that road should T-junction with internal roads in the actual structure plan area before then moving out through Harlequin to make it less of a straight through.
Any further questions? Okay. We will now move on to the council resolution item 5.1. Do I have a mover for this item? Councillor Gibson, second. Councillor Phillips, do you wish to speak to this?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm happy to see this progress, this structure plan, to the WA Planning Commission. In saying that, I acknowledge that obviously the final decisions on how this will play out and exactly how it will look will be up to the WA Planning Commission. But I want to commend the Shire officers for the detailed work that they've done, not only in terms of working with the developer, but in preparing their recommendations to us. I think they've really captured the importance of the environment and looking to protect good quality native vegetation and habitat trees throughout the whole development, making sure that connectivity for cycling and pedestrian access is at least as much of a priority as it is as vehicle access, all at the same time, of course, allowing for the fact that for any development to happen, it needs to be financially viable for the developer to proceed. And so there's always a balance to be struck there. But overall, I think it's an excellent job, and if the Planning Commission, in its wisdom, grants us a structure plan that looks something like what is being put forward now, then I think it will be a good outcome overall. So I'm happy to support it.
Councillor Phillips.
I'll speak only to reiterate what Councillor Gibson said about the officers and the fact that they work so well with the proponents over things that worried us about the original report. So thank you very much.
Does any councillor wish to speak against this item? Anyone else wish to speak for this item? Or to the item in general? No? In which case, we'll take item. Do you wish to close your debate? So we'll now take that to the vote. All those in favour of item 5.1. That's passed unanimously. We have no matters behind closed doors, so I now declare the special council meeting closed at 4:15 p.m. Thank you very much for your time.